You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes,
'cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable,
giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here. The Swallows are here.
Are you gonna turn me on?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're both on. I don't know what happened. We are here. We are back. We skipped some days. Sorry, we skipped some days. We were busy.
Had some stuff to do.
And so we're back. It's Monday.
Yes.
January the 27th.
Yay.
Yeah, that means we are almost through the month of January.
Yeah, thank you.
And
we're not going to do that anymore.
We will be in the month of love.
Oh.
Very soon.
Every month is the month of love for us.
It is in our world. And you said that with such passionate conviction.
That's
no
true.
No one would ever think you were making it up.
I'm not. I would not make that up.
Yep. Well, we're here and we're excited.
Yeah.
Again,
Monday.
We have the whole studio back to ourselves. We've got guests are scheduled.
Yeah, coming this week.
And it's going to get busy, ladies and gentlemen. All right, today we attended a funeral.
Yes, we did.
We did. And it was not like any funeral that I have ever been to in my life.
No.
Maybe for you. Yeah. Well,
it's a Catholic funeral.
Have you been to Catholic funerals before your grandma?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we grew up Catholic. I know you were Catholic, but I didn't know. Maybe you didn't have funerals going on.
Yeah. The most memorable funeral that I have is when I was a teenager and the guy that we went to school with died.
Oh, yeah. Those are always tough.
And they did an open casket at that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was hit by a train.
I remember that guy.
You know him.
I did know him.
And his brother.
Yes, mm-hmm. I did. They were Inglewood Hoods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they did a good job. Was it traumatic?
Yeah.
It should not have been. Open?
No. And then with a whole bunch of teenagers there, all those dumb girls, they were touching him, being all weird. Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was at Drinkwine. It packed out the place.
Oh, I bet.
Crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
But we were what? He was like 13 or 14?
Mm-hmm.
When it happened? Yeah.
He was the older brother, right?
Nope.
That was the younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I remember.
He's the younger.
Because I was friends with the older brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
As was my sisters.
Yes, they were. Yep. You were friends with all the boys.
Wow.
Older and younger brothers.
Boys were better
mm-hmm. to be friends with than girls. Girls are catty.
Yeah.
Girls just want to start trouble.
They take too much energy.
Oh, there's so much work.
Girls take too much energy.
Then they always just want to, they always, it's a competition with chicks. At all times. See, guys, it's not like that for us. We don't care.
Yeah.
It's not a competition for us. We just want to have a good time. We just like to party, pop some stuff. That's it for us.
Yeah.
But for myself, I also went to a funeral and was a pallbearer for a guy in high school, middle school, I think it was. It was before I went
to. Was that in Texas?
Yeah, before I went to Canaanland. And it was his was a fluke thing. He had an aneurysm.
Oh.
And so I think it was closed. I don't remember it being an open casket, but I do remember carrying the casket.
Yeah.
So there was a casket. But that was the last funeral I went to where there was a casket.
Oh, yeah.
Most every other funeral I've ever been to has been a cremation funeral. So to see the body today was a little different.
Really? I walked right up to the body.
I was surprised. Yeah, when I walked in and I looked over and I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, there she is. She's just right here with us.
Yeah.
And
you gotta go look at
her. You just walked away from me in the middle of the sentence.
Absolutely.
As soon as you
gotta
saw
go
her.
See the body.
Wow.
It always amazes me. It amazes me because, like, the lady that died, of course, she was, what, 90-some years old?
Yeah, mid-90s.
And she was a fantastic woman. It was our very dear friend's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew her, and we hung out with her all the time and went over there and everything. But I'd like to see the body.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is a new thing with these funerals as I get older.
Because normally they don't have bodies. They normally do just the urn and a photo.
Well, if they're cremated.
Yeah, but that's all you and I, every funeral you and I have ever been to, other than today, there was no body.
How many funerals have we been to together?
Four?
No.
Three? Today counts as one.
Yeah.
And then we went to Darren's.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to
Frank's.
Frank's.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to when she lost her son, former coworker.
Right.
Okay, so there's four. Your grandma.
Yeah.
It's five.
Yeah.
Frank's mother.
We didn't go to Frank's mother's.
Yeah, we did. At Drinkwine.
We did?
Yes. Huh. And they played that really weird Undertaker song.
Right.
They played some really weird music at that funeral. Was
weird.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So that was six. So six. Including today, six.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe more. I don't know.
And I know, in addition to that, since we began together, I went to a funeral for
Rockies.
Rockies. And then I went to Warren's funeral, who is one of our park keepers.
Right, at the South Suburban.
At the Fort Logan Cemetery.
Right.
So since we began together, I've been like eight funerals.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah. And never any bodies. No bodies there. So
there was a body at my grandma's funeral.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. It was the whole Catholic funeral. Yep,
exactly the same. And I don't remember if I went and looked at her or not. I probably did. You probably had me go up there. But
I don't know if you did or not. When she was dying at my Aunt Ramona's house.
We went and saw her.
Yeah, you didn't want to see her then.
Yeah, but I
in
did.
In the bed.
I went and met her.
And then, you knew her before then.
Well, yeah.
You saw her.
Yeah.
And then, interesting. I don't know. They do that. They do the viewing. They do the whole thing. All that good stuff.
I have never been to a funeral for my family member.
Not a grandma or
not
a grandpa.
Not an aunt, uncle, cousin, family member.
Well, I guess we went to Inez's funeral.
Oh, yeah. There's another one. Oh, and that Steve guy.
Oh, yeah. No, Steven, we were in Vegas.
No, the other one.
Oh, right. Mary Steve.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's eight now.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Look at us.
That's a lot.
That's 10 for me.
Wow. Ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, a lot of dead people. A lot of dead people.
They're everywhere. But this one was different.
This one was cool.
This one was different. The service was different because it was Catholic. So I'm way out of my
way. But for a Catholic service, it was
still even weird?
Different. Okay. Yeah. I felt like it was a little off. The scriptures that they chose to use.
Yeah, Revelations.
Were very bleak.
Very bleak.
Yeah.
And it was really weird. At one point, the priest stood there and said that heaven is not a real place.
Yeah. And I thought, hey.
And don't believe in. There's a lot
of old people.
There's
a lot of old people in this room.
Yeah, it's like yelling fire in a theater, man.
You might be. I don't know. It was interesting.
Words.
I mean, like I grew up. We weren't hardcore Catholic, and I got to kind of wean off of the hardcore Catholicism as I got older. But
you didn't really give up your Catholicism. You just stopped with the rigid. Well, you gave up the guilt.
Yeah, I would like until I was with you, I would tell everyone I was Catholic.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I didn't have to live the way that those people did. Right. And so, like with all the guilt.
Yeah.
And that was very much today. The service today was very much about guilt and not seclusion. What's the word I'm looking for?
Exclusion,
right? Like everything he said led with, well, if you're not Catholic,
this doesn't apply to you.
Right. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I was shocked by that.
And I didn't know that in a Catholic church, only Catholics can take communion. Well, I mean, I'm a Christian. I'm a born again, tongue talking, spirit filled Christian, man. I know the scriptures. I know my Jesus.
You do. You're one.
But
one
yet I was clearly
handling.
Said I was raised one snake short of snake hand. Yes. But I was told that I was not welcome to accept the communion, to accept the elements in communion today. And I found that to be odd. I could get a blessing, cover my heart.
Well, because in Catholicism, you have to be confirmed.
A confirmed Catholic.
Yeah, and you have to do the classes and you have to do catechism and
in order to
all
take
of that. In order to get your communion. Yes, that's what you're supposed to do. So then you become confirmed. That's when you get to take your first communion. And then that point forward, you get to take your communion.
Huh.
That's the rule in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, okay.
Now, do you have to abide by that? No, you do whatever you want. But that's what they want. They want you to abide by.
Be by a confirmed Catholic.
Yeah.
Now, I could be a Catholic from some other Catholic church.
Absolutely.
And come in and just be like, oh, no, I'm Catholic. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I don't have a confirmation card. I don't have to have a card carrying Catholic or something.
They pretty much
like
take
that.
You as your word.
Okay.
But at your word, yeah. But
I've had communion, thousands of times.
Well, right. But in the Christian church, it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. In the Christian church, they want everyone to take communion.
Right. Well,
they want everyone to take part in the blessing and the body and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Blood. They want that. But in the, I don't know why it's so different in the, today, like, I don't know, as being a 40 something year old person now, I just thought, wow. You guys are so guilt ridden.
Yeah.
I mean, just like driving home the guilt. This person died and you're going to feel guilty about something you're doing in your life.
Yeah.
You know? And
did some Hail Marys. We all left with like Hail Marys and stuff we had to do. I've never been in a Catholic church other than one other time. I thought those little gold cups right inside the door were ashtrays. I thought, man, this church must have been built a long time. I told it someone else.
When we walked in, you said, wow, this old church, they have ashtrays by the front door. But those ashtrays are full of holy water.
Yeah, it's like when you get on an airplane still and you see an ashtray every once in a while, you're like, what in the hell? When was the last time you even saw an ashtray in a car?
But see, there's certain things you're supposed to do. Like when you walk in the door, you bless yourself with holy water.
See, I didn't know
and
that.
Inside sanctuary doors, there's more holy water in there because
I saw that. I saw those on the inside of the sanctuary.
So when you go in, you've already blessed yourself coming into the church. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but every time they walked past the altar, they would bow.
I saw that.
They would take a moment and bow. So you get to your aisle or your seat that you're supposed to sit in, you're supposed to bow your head, do the hail, the
before you
cross,
enter the pew?
The pew. Yeah. Yes. And when you come out, you're supposed to do the same thing. And then when you leave the sanctuary, you hit that holy water again.
Okay.
Because that's how guilty you are.
Okay. You're guilty coming in and guilty going out.
I don't know. I mean, that's how I felt today. I mean, growing up, of course, I never felt that way because it is so ritualistic and it is so part of it that you just do it.
Right.
You know, but today, not having been in a Catholic church in a while now and going back in, it was like,
you felt like you needed confession?
No.
No.
I confess all the time.
That priest would blush. He wouldn't be able to come out of that room for 20 to 30 minutes.
He would have
minutes.
To do confession with someone else before he left. I have to confess what this woman said to me. Oh, my God.
Anyways, interesting. Well, it was a great funeral for a wonderful lady. Here's what I was going to say. They have those bowls of water everywhere, but not one sign in the bathroom said, wash your hands. I just want you to know that I don't know that I put my fingers in that bowl. We then got
you in, don't put them in your mouth.
I
you
don't care.
Put them in any holes. You just put them in your forehead, chest, shoulder.
Oh, that's funny. So then we bailed out of there and went to the mausoleum. She went into they put her coffin
into a mausoleum.
Into
that
the
was cool.
hole up in the wall on that a scissor
cool.
lift.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And it was neat that they had that in their family because the husband obviously.
Yeah, he was already in there.
Yeah, he was already in there.
He'd been in there for 20 some years. 22 years waiting for her to arrive.
And now they're reunited.
And now they're both in the same hole. It was interesting. It was an interesting funeral.
Yeah.
And the sandwiches were on point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say.
They were good.
The sandwiches were on point.
The whole thing was good.
Well, God bless them and their family.
Yes.
And they're great folks. But holy shit.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, I want to party.
Listen, people, think about your funeral. Think about what people are going to do with you once you're gone.
Totally. Let's party.
You know?
I want to blow it out.
I'm handing out drink tickets at my funeral.
I want Jello shots.
You have to have 2 drink tickets.
I might like what everyone to microdose mushrooms.
Whatever.
I don't know.
You're so funny.
Well, just get just
like that's your thing all the time.
It is my thing all the time. That's my new thing.
I do. We're definitely going to be a party situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lots of good stories. Like great that's what stories. I was bummed about today.
Yeah.
No stories about Angie and how awesome she was and everything else.
What was great about Darren's funeral?
Okay, Raimi, we'll tell your family. She wants to be burned and scattered.
All right, excellent. Uh-huh. I've got it right here. Is the amount of people just one after another that got up and had a story about about his life.
Right.
Some of them were like, listen, this guy was the biggest asshole I ever met in my life, but he was also would give you the shirt off his back.
And,
because that's the kind of guy he was.
Right.
He was rough around the edges, but he was an amazing dude. But we didn't get to hear any of that. I heard people talking like in the lobby. I didn't know Angie was a skier.
Yeah.
She was like a really great skier.
She was like on the snow patrol.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She was like... Yeah, she was a big deal.
Like, what, 1920?
No, well, she didn't have married until she was 30.
Oh.
I mean, she didn't get married until she was 30. Yeah, absolutely. But, anyways, I digress. Think about how you want to be remembered and get it set up.
Yeah, don't.
Tell the people.
Tell the people.
You know? I mean, like, this is absolutely what Angie wanted. This was her all the way, 100%, right? But... All the funerals.
She was a purist.
Oh, yeah. And all the funerals we've gone to this point, they have fit the person.
The person.
Well, except for a couple.
Yeah.
A couple. A
couple
maybe.
Did it. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so let's blow it out. All right. Let's do it. Let's have everybody at my funeral
when you
bring
leave
your Instapot.
My party, they're going to think that you were at a rave. You'll have a wristband and some glow sticks.
Totally. Yeah.
Helium balloon you're sucking on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so now you can give them nitrous, but they can't microdose mushrooms.
That's not nitrous.
What's
That's
it?
Helium.
Oh, okay. That's fine. So that everyone talks like a little kid like you when they leave your funeral?
Yes. And they will sound like me, like a little kid. That's absolutely right.
Oh, that's great. Well... Funerals always make you reflect. The last one we went to was a very heavy funeral for me, but this one was like different.
You want to know what I think is weird? This is just me being a spiritual person, right? We did ministry forever. We've done so many things in our life together. I always feel like it's really interesting when I go into a church and I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel anything spiritually.
Right.
I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt there today.
Yeah. Just kind of...
It was a beautiful place.
A ritual.
Yes.
The stained glass, that's what gets me.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Stained glass.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
The stained glass.
Very ritualistic with then the smoke
and
then the
also
up and then you got to kneel
me.
And you sing this weird song.
I know. We only had to do that like 3 or 4 times, which was not that many times.
Everyone kind of, it's a chant and call. It's like a.
It's a weird thing that we do
call
for
repeat.
A body.
For the body.
Because she's not there. Angie's been gone for a week. She died a week ago. You know what I mean? She's been gone that whole time. So she's not in there. And that's why I feel like they never look like themselves. Because their spirit's not in there.
Yeah, right.
You know? And so then what do you got?
You have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
Yeah.
We had, the funeral was just one of the many things.
That we had going
Classy on. Little Cupcake said she's having a hard time chatting, but she's telling us that through chat. So I don't know exactly. Same thing is happening to me. Some people seem to be getting pod blocked or cock blocked.
Huh.
Well, it might be both for them.
You never know.
You never know. But I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But I apologize for the connection is strong. And, and I don't know exactly what's happening. It's got to be on Podbean's end.
Maybe restart the app.
Maybe restart your app.
Sometimes
the app.
Or your phone.
Gets all wiggity wiggity. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't
Can we talk about something else?
Well, yeah, we have a lot of things here on the list.
I want to talk about my awesome Instapot party.
That's where I was going next. It's the next thing on the top of the list, baby cakes.
The Instapot party was stupid fun.
Oh, it was amazing fun.
It was just stupid fun. I mean, yeah.
Like the last couple unintentional parties that we've had just on a whim, they were way more fun than they should have been because they were brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this one was really great. What did we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pots.
5 pots going or 6?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 pots.
5 pots going. And we had... What did we have? We had oxtails. Marlon made oxtails. Danielle made cheese broccoli soup.
Oh, that cheese broccoli soup was so good.
Yeah. Classy little cupcake made the freaking gyros. And yeah, those were amazing. People want that recipe.
The gyro meat. I stole the recipe from her. I wouldn't let her leave.
Oh.
And classy little cupcake wants some more of Marlon's meat.
He's got a lot of meat to go around.
He's got a lot of meat. Now, I'm going to tell you, honestly...
Wait, Skip made some chili.
Oh, yeah. Skip made an amazing bean and meat, like chili con carne.
Like a steak, yeah.
Oh, it was good. Yeah. It was really good. It was spicy. You had to like spicy food.
It was spicy.
It's
a spicy chili. And then we made macaroni and cheese. And that was really good.
And
cheese.
And then Marlon, Marlon's meat, he made oxtail.
Yeah.
And with rice and beans.
Yeah.
And he made it with like a jerk. Rice. Curry, kind of a curry jerk.
Yeah.
Jamaican man.
Kind of, yeah.
Eating a tail of an ox, man.
Yeah.
It was not for me. I'm going to just say it.
Everybody
right
else
out of the
really
gate.
Liked
Everyone
it.
Loved it.
And they
were
the
sucking
marrow
on them like a chicken bone.
Yeah.
And they were eating them like a chicken bone. But I just could not get into the
oxtail.
You didn't
want to suck on that little tip of the oxtail?
I could
ox
not.
Tail.
You know, I
look like a finger in there.
I will look... at Marlon's meat, but I'm not going to eat it. No, not again. I did it at one time.
Gave me heartburn.
Gave me heartburn. I'm not a lumberjack.
That's funny.
Glenn says because Classy wants Marlon's meat again, he would be willing to be Marlon for a day.
Oh, well, yeah. Be careful what you wish for.
Right.
You get a handful when you come to our parties.
That is exactly right. And
you never
you better,
know a handful of what.
You better get an Instapot. Now, what's great about our parties, just like the New Year's party where we actually gained 2 crock pots, we got an extra Instapot now.
We did. Woo-hoo!
We scored a 6 court, baby. Next time we need to have like, I don't know, like diamond ring party. Everybody yeah. bring your diamond rings. Then maybe we'll end up with some extras from that or something.
Yeah, so, right.
I don't
it's
know.
A key party. We've got 2 new
yeah.
cars.
Now, I do like having pot parties. Daniel's or Glenn says pot parties because you
well,
do. A lot of people end up leaving pot when you have pot parties.
Every party we have is a pot party.
Well, yeah. That's
true.
We're having a pot party right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Pot party in the house. Well, it was fantastic. And we're doing one in February. So if you weren't able to make it, I will extend the invitation again. But I think I'm going to do it earlier in the day.
Yeah, we should start at 1.
Because then, like some people, you can cook whatever you wanted. Like mine was done first because I did.
Right, we did mac and
I
cheese.
I did like 12-minute mac and cheese. Yeah. Marlon's took the longest because his was like 2 hours. Skip would have been the second longest. And then everyone
yeah,
else. So it was kind of fun though because you could kind of drink and eat and drink and eat and drink and eat. But that is also how people ended up staying here until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that party went late.
Yeah.
For this kid.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot to do the next day.
Oh my God.
And so we will start it earlier, but you know what? That won't keep people from leaving at freaking 10 at night. They'll just be drunker.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone had to leave
well, but then
trying
more,
to carry their Instapot away in a freaking Lyft. You know, and I'm like, why are you taking all your Instapot and stuff in a Lyft? Your car's going to still be here.
She didn't want to take the stuff in the Lyft.
Oh, okay.
She just wanted to take the box. Because in the box
was
her drinks.
Alcohol.
Yes.
Okay.
And so like when she's like, no, leave everything. I need the box. And everyone's like, yeah, leave the box.
Yeah.
All of her, what does she drink? Those
Moscow mules.
Yeah. All her mix was in there. All her vodka was in there. Everything was in there. And so she was like, she even said, I don't need the box. Just give me the bottle and the cans. I'll just take that. Yeah. So.
I was like,
because then she came back the next day and got her car. And
I'm like, you guys are taking all this stuff in your Lyft, but your car's right there.
They're only like 12 blocks away.
That was also strange.
Well, no, it's good they took the Lyft.
Well, of course, taking a Lyft
yeah,
is
you're
smart.
You're so close.
But even
just come back.
Because you're that close, it's stupid to not
yes.
take a Lyft. It's no excuse for driving.
Oh, man, you can get so drunk over here.
yes, you can. Now, we don't have parties to intend for people to get intoxicated. We don't intend for that to happen. It's just you're having so much fucking fun. We're just sitting around laughing so much that before you know it, you've had 8 Trulies and 2 shots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe a boob falls out.
And a boob fell out. It did. It fell right out. And so I put it back into my shirt and I buttoned that shirt up. And I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't wear shirts with snaps. What's up, Brad?
You're back from Disneyland.
He's coming home from Disneyland.
You didn't bring anything back with you, right?
Yes. There's always a boob party, it seems like. That was a moob party. Yes, it was. That was a moob party.
You never know.
Yeah, well, we mixed it up. That's what happens, you know. And then when you're here till 10 o'clock at night and you've been Instapot partying, pot partying, and drink partying since 1.
Yeah, it was 3.
You know, well, if you're going to have it at 1, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because the first thing people do is they're going to fire up get their supplies in and have a cocktail while they prepare their stuff.
I know. We should make some sort of party punch or something.
Oh, we need a signature Instapot party cocktail.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Should it be a whiskey drink, a vodka drink?
Pee in the kitchen sink?
And when we all need to, we can pee in the kitchen sink. Nice job, Homer.
Homer.
Dina, we missed Dina. She couldn't make it.
I know.
That's okay. We talked about you behind your back.
Thanks for coming over and bringing your sickness. We appreciate that.
Yeah, bacon Bloody Mary. I get that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what Classy can have. Classy can drink Bloody Marys.
Oh, okay. So
she said she can put them away. Like,
oh, she can knock them Bloody Marys back. But Shane is not a big bacon fan, so those could be on the side. But we could do a Bloody Mary bars, but then we're just doing Bloody Marys. You can't drink Bloody Marys all day.
The thing is they're very filling.
Yeah.
It's a meal and a drink.
And we're having a food party.
And if you have 3 of them, you've had 3 servings of vegetables all in one day.
That's true, and that's too many. And that, at that point, how about we did like a mint julep punch or like it doesn't have to be a mint julep, obviously, but something like that. A signature,
a signature
light
punch.
Grapefruit drink with the vermouth stuff, that other stuff. I don't know, you know, something like that. Something light that we could put in a punch. Throw a chunk of sherbet in it.
That's for the pink flamingo party.
That's the pink flamingo party. That's the jungle juice with the pink flamingo.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be a great party.
Yeah, we're going to find some. The pink flamingo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pink flamingo.
I'm wearing my Daisy Dukes. Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of a white trash trailer.
The new
party.
Ones? The spandex ones?
The new ones. The ones that hug my thighs.
No, they're Daisy Dukes. They hug your cheeks. Your little butt cheeks.
Yes, it does. But I think that the pink flamingo party is also kind of a white trash party, a trailer party. That's kind of what it spawned from.
Yeah, but not really, because ours wasn't trashy.
No, we just did the pink flamingo.
Yeah, you had to decorate a flamingo.
I remember. I was
and bring
here.
It.
I also remember that.
Yeah.
So in order to attend our pink flamingo party, you had to bring a pink flamingo for our front yard.
Yeah.
It had to be a front yard.
Yeah. Front yard. Lawn ornament. Pink flamingo. Decorated to your taste.
Or not. It was up to you. Sure.
We never got a bondage one.
Well, we got that one that kind of had leather on it. Well, it just kind of was beaded.
Yeah.
It was bedazzled.
It was bedazzled.
It was bedazzled.
Yeah.
And that was a badass flamingo. It lasted for a while. And that one had real feathers on it. Someone had gone and someone really did that one up nice.
It was like, well, we had, what did we ended up with at the last one? 12 flamingos.
Yeah, 12.
And they were all like really decorated.
I just wanted an army of flamingos in my front yard.
Really decorated bad. Like drag queens.
Drag queens. I wasn't specific.
I love it.
What in the hell are they talking about here?
Squirting and swallowing. Well, that's our drink
who's
name.
Doing
is squirt.
That? Oh, the swallow.
It's usually
squirt.
Me, but maybe it's someone on there today.
Oh, Dina.
I love it.
Just because you wear a suit doesn't mean you're trashy. Boy, you're preaching to the choir there. I've been in a suit and a tuxedo in the last 48 hours.
Yesterday was like the Sean show, and I just ran around and helped him change his outfits.
That's exactly right. You were my handler. I even introduced you as at the stock show. Yesterday, I did my job at the radio, And then you scooped me. You drove me there.
Yeah.
Made me breakfast.
Yeah.
Bought me clothes. As soon as we got out of there, we went over to the store and bought clothes.
Yeah.
Got dressed in the car on the way to the stock show.
I drove you.
You drove me down there. Got to the stock show. 25 minutes to spare.
Yep.
Which I hate. Went in. No tickets. It's a will call. Whatever. So I go into the arena I'm supposed to sing at. And so I'm like, hey, I'm supposed to sing, but I don't have tickets. And she's like, well, if you're really supposed to sing the national anthem, then sing a few bars. And so I busted. Whoa. See. She's like, wow, pretty good. Come on inside. And I thought, and I told on that lady. I did. Yes, I told the woman, I said, listen, yes, that lady at the front gate, they're loose out there. All I had to do is
I had to
hum a few bars of her favorite tune, and she let me right in.
It doesn't matter that you were just there a week ago.
Well, they might know me. I'm like a local celebrity.
Oh, you are.
I'm a local celebrity, it's not surprising that she knew me. And then I killed the national anthem. I could play a piece of it if I wanted. And then after I played the national anthem, I sang the national anthem. We got in the car. Ran downtown to the mansion.
Yep.
What is that mansion called?
Humphrey's Mansion.
Humphrey's Mansion on Pearl or something.
Seventh and Pearl.
And it got into a tuxedo. Mm-hmm. It was custom fit for me.
It was. It was real, real nice.
It was real nice.
And I posted pictures of it.
MC'd the fashion show. I did a fashion show MC.
You're super sexy.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And it was really good. It was like, go, go, go.
Yep.
Got up this morning. Boom. Went and did the other job.
Yeah.
Completely different medium.
Yeah, thank you. We did look amazing. I always look pretty amazing. Always. So.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to measure up.
That's right.
That's all I can do.
It was good. Mm-hmm. But that was a great show. Did the fashion show.
Yeah. And the fashion show's fun. I hear, you know, Shayna's going to do some fashion shows this year.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, for Denver every unique week of fashion.
Yep.
But we don't know where or what or when.
It'll be, it's usually in May. April or May.
February, March. Oh, you only got like 70 days. What? You don't have to do anything for 60 of them. You got plenty of time.
As you say, I only need 10 days.
You only need 10 days.
10 days to make 10 outfits.
That's it.
One outfit a day.
That's all you need. I've seen you do it twice before.
I do it all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. We'll do the fashion show. Uh-huh. I don't know how many times I'll show, how many lines I'll show.
But you're still going to participate in a fashion show,
yeah.
Which I will at some point on MC that same week be emceeing those shows.
One of them, something.
I was like emceeing shows that you are showing your lines in, because then I can give you a little better introduction.
Yeah.
I go a little more over the top.
I like that too.
What?
I like that too.
The Meningetoise. That is good wine.
It is.
I'd never had that before. Dean and Joe brought it over, but
it was really
Glenn
good.
Was asking, I think, if anyone in the room would like to have a menage a trois.
Well, he's just fishing.
He's fishing. He's horny.
He's horny fishing with his poking stick.
He is.
I don't mind. You know, you have no idea how many hookups we've helped Matt, facilitate with.
We've created friendships.
Send us your picture.
We've created
friendships. Send us a little bio on you. Maybe we know someone that can give you a little squeeze and tickle. A
little squeeze and tickle right here. We're making connections right inside this chat room.
Absolutely.
And he even uses a meat tenderizer.
Listen, if you're open to groups, we know people that are doing that too.
You know who's in the room earlier? I don't know if they're in here now, but someone called Rocky Mountain Swingers.
Oh, fun.
Which leads me to believe we might have some swingers among us in
what?
The room.
You wouldn't say.
Do tell.
Tell us your swinger stories.
Swinging in the Rockies. Swinging in the Rockies is in the room or was in the room. I don't know if they're still here or not, but I've also seen them commenting on some things. So I know that there are groups available.
Hey, I talked to Vern.
Now, let's recap who Vern is. Vern is a tantric sex
healer,
expert.
Yeah.
Healer.
Yeah.
Sex therapist.
Yeah.
And yoni massage expert. I don't know if he'd want
well,
me to
say
that.
Well, he does all kinds of stuff. He does like Reiki healing.
He does touch massage, non-touch massage.
Yeah, he helps you a lot. But he is coming back on the show.
Coming back on the show.
He's been out of town.
Oh, boy.
He did some, I don't
sex,
even know,
sex seminar.
Yeah, in Mexico.
Yep, some more training on being more sexy.
Yeah, meow. When I talked to him, he said he's going to come on. He's like, you want me to come on there and get juicy?
No, boy, juicy.
You know why?
Why?
Because he's going to bring
Who Dave. Is it? Dave Darson.
Dee Dee.
Now that is also the lady who is
the sex blueprinter.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
She helps blueprint your sexual
erotic tendencies.
No, that's not the word. Erotic blueprint.
Yeah, I already said that.
No. Okay, you did.
Yeah.
She does she erotic.
She helps you figure out what you like.
Exactly.
What you like.
We should
you
pay like more to be attention.
Spanked? You don't like to be spanked? I know exactly what she does. You're the one that's all over
I get
the
all
place.
Caught up on the dirty part of and it. Like, what sex. Are they really doing?
They're both coming on?
Yeah. That could be, they could catch on fire.
It's going to be here. Great. We should probably freaking Facebook
we'll
live
film it. Yeah. And to watch later. But I don't know.
Make sure it's okay.
Still here. What's up?
I love it.
Now, have we met these? Are these are different swingers?
I have no idea who they are.
Because we have had a couple in here that were swingers.
Yes, we've had and, the polyamorous couple.
We've had the swinger couple specifically are the ones who made us
the koozies.
The dick and boob koozies,
yes.
Which are amazeballs. Awesome. Yes. So we will see how that goes. We don't know when that's happening. Sometime before Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
We're bringing our sex healer, tantric massagers.
Yeah, before Valentine's Day.
Are they going to bring a massage table?
I hope so.
Man, me too.
I really do.
I do too. I've got lotion.
I got everything.
I've got lotion and some ambition.
That's right. You put a hole in that face table for a reason.
That's always. Well, that's going to be fun. That should be fun. Tomorrow we have one of my good friends coming on.
Right.
And his wife.
Right. Love them.
And we've known them for a long time. But what's really remarkable about this fella is not only is he a semi-pro bowler. I don't even know if he's semi-pro, how you say it when you get all,
so many
300
rings when you have a box full of 300s.
Yeah, and he's done the tournament. You know what I mean?
His kids in college on a full ride scholarship from bowling.
I know that. Yeah, it's he's amazing. A full ride scholarship for bowling. And he's got some 300s as well already.
Yeah.
So he's following
making
right
quite
in his
a name
dad's
for himself.
Footsteps. So he's going to come in as one of our pro bowlers. And he had like a brain tumor.
Yeah.
A tumor in his brain.
Uh-huh.
I don't exactly know what it was, but I did notice for all the years I've known him, he did kind of have a little soft eye. One
it
of
got
his
worse.
Eyes were droopy.
It was kind
of
droopy.
And then it got worse and worse. And when I talked to him the other day, he said he's getting better. He's not dizzy anymore.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
I think he was having some balance issues, dizziness and stuff like that. So I want to know brain tumor talk.
Yeah.
We're going to do bowling and brain tumor talk. The double B's, BBT talk, the BB, BB talk, bowling brain tumor. We're going to talk to him about some things.
Okay.
And his wife is going to be here, and that's going to be fun.
That's a big circle you just got.
Well, I just couldn't refine the name.
You're just chasing your tail.
Well, I was looking for something catchy for you.
Run faster, run faster.
I'm trying to be catchy.
Looks so shiny.
I want people to be laying in bed, and I can go, brain tumor talk time. Chasing his tail around his brain tumor. Something, whatever, you know.
You're a weirdo.
I have no. Oh, tomorrow they're going to be here at 2 o'clock.
Are they coming at 2?
Yeah.
Are we doing a live?
And then, we'll do live. So it'll be afternoon. But then, of course, as soon as we're done doing our live, I will make sure they're posted and available for listening on everywhere we are available.
Oh, we're in so many places.
A ton of places.
We just got new business cards.
We got new
business
cards.
For all of you that got a Christmas card, you now know what our business card looks like.
Find us at Yahoo. You can go to YouTube, iHeart, our heart app, the iHeart radio app. We're on TuneIn now, Spotify, Stitcher, of course, right here on Podbean. You can go to CastBox. You can go to anywhere that you like to listen to podcasts, except for iTunes, because I don't like iPhones. So,
not true.
I like iPhones, but I don't like Apple very much. And well, so I'm not like going to be extorted by Apple.
I like Apple a lot, but why you got to pay?
Why are they going to make
money? You got so much already.
You got so much money.
Give me a break, Apple.
Yeah, little guy just trying to make a name for
Come
himself.
Come on.
Big man holding me down.
Yeah, that's fun.
And did I say TuneIn Radio and radio.com?
I don't know.
Because those are new.
I tuned you out.
That's fine.
I stopped listening.
That's what most people do. That's what I've come to learn.
That's not true. What? Just me.
Oh, you think so? Well, that's good to know you're the only person tuning me out. That does make me feel a little better.
Yeah.
So we're going to try. They'll be here around 2. We'll try to be live before 3 o'clock. You know, 2:30.
Yeah, these
of course
are
we're gonna
friends,
have some drinks.
So we're gonna have fun and laugh and joke.
And we haven't seen each other in a while. So
yeah,
maybe we'll just save it all and not even talk to them, and do it all right here on the mics.
They come to the door and we just put this tape over your mouth. Come in.
We're using the front porch as the green room now, so just stay out there. We'll come for you when we're ready. Thank you. Can I get you a water, coffee?
Don't mind that the hallway's covered in plastic. It's fine.
Please step in here and remove your outer layer of clothing.
Here's your house robe. Just stand in the hallway, change into your house robe and your fluffy shoes.
That's right. And then we will come and retrieve you when we are
Here's
ready.
Some drinks. I suggest drink heavily.
Yeah, right? Here, drink your whatever it's called.
There's no mixers. Nope. Just
I don't
shots.
Even know what we're going to drink.
Me
I better
either.
Reach
oh
out
my God.
And find out what are they like.
Oh my God.
What can people who've had brain surgery like to drink?
Bibbidi bobbidi
boo. Is that a drink?
Yes.
I'll write that down. Bibbidi. Is that with 2 T's?
Bobbidi.
Because those are D's, bibbidi D, not T.
No. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Boo. You guys. A little gin. Oh, that gets some swing in.
Yeah.
Little swing in.
In
Again,
the gin.
In the gin.
Mew, mew, mew.
I do like gin and tonics.
Me too, but I get so drunk on them.
And then, yeah, you do.
And then.
And then. And then.
It's not tequila.
And then.
I didn't try to beat you up on gin.
Different kind of
Only
beating
tequila.
Me.
Tequila.
Different kind of beating me.
I know, but you like that one.
Maybe we do dirty martinis.
Yes.
Shaken, not stirred.
Let's do dirty things.
Martinis.
Oh, right. Martinis.
Listen. That leads me into you got this Saturday sex talk coming up.
Oh yeah,
you're
I'm
kind
so
of
excited.
Well, I know that's what I'm worried
turned
about.
Turned on for it.
I know you're pretty kind of wound up already in that area.
What?
This week
sexually.
This is your heavy sex week. This
sexually
is
rich.
You're charged this week.
Oh,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, this is your rich with sex. This is your wealth.
I am.
Your week of wealth.
I have every week of wealth.
I know.
But this one is fun here, because we're starting things back up again.
So we've got Saturday sex talk with Shayna.
On Saturday.
And you've got a good group. Now you've got a pregnant woman coming in.
I do. I got a prego. I'm looking for a dude.
Pregnant women don't have sex.
This one does. This one
so
does.
What you're looking for.
I had quite a lot of it.
Obviously, she's pregnant.
Since
but
she
I
got
thought
pregnant.
That, no, I thought after you got pregnant, my experience is once there was an insemination, then there was a period of celibacy.
Oh, wow.
That takes place.
Well, you got the wrong
the next
girl pregnant.
16 months. And then there's another
That's
pregnancy.
That's not true because your kids aren't even 16 months apart.
Well, however many months they are apart, that's the duration of celibacy. And then there's another insemination. Accidental and then you go to another period of celibacy.
I love it. You got the wrong girl pregnant.
Yeah, so what you're looking for, wrong. You got the wrong. You're looking for a single guy.
I'm looking for a single
who gets
slutty
a lot
dude.
Of action. A playa. Somebody outside our circle. That can come in and be your what? Why do you want the single?
I don't necessarily want a player.
Okay. Well, what do you?
I want a sexually experienced man.
But you're bringing in married women. They don't know nothing. They don't know.
Who's coming?
I don't know.
Danielle's coming.
Married.
Amber is
married.
Coming. Who else? Robert's not coming.
Lesbian.
He's not coming because he's scared.
Yeah, I mean,
who is the other one?
I don't know.
Dang, I can't remember.
I don't know who it is.
Christy.
Married.
No, she's not.
Christy who?
Christy B.
Okay, well, she's a little slutty.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, she gets
so,
out
this
there.
This is my point. So what I want.
Sorry, Christy. I didn't mean.
What I want is, listen, don't misconstrue slutty with experienced. because they go hand in hand. And it's good to be a little slutty.
It is. And sluts are my favorite people. Yes, they really are.
That's why we get along so well. Yeah,
that's why I married you.
But I want to talk. So
now you need a dude that just can be, because I'm the married guy.
Yeah, you're the married guy.
I'm just the married guy.
Kind of speak to the married stuff. And I want a semi-single dude that has a lot of experience under his belt, right? Because I want to ask some questions like, how do women feel about anal? You like it? You don't like it? You game? You not? You know, you clean? You don't? You douche? Boosh? Yeah. Right? And then I want to ask the dude,
what's up, Maddie?
How long is it go before you are like, hey, come on.
Let's I'd like to know from single guys that are out there hitting the Tinder scene, is it become a mainstream thing?
Right.
Has it become something chicks are like regularly
when
into?
When you're dating these girls out there, you just all like no holds barred? Like, come on.
Did you say no holds barred?
No holds barred. That's right. So, you know, like I want to have questions. And I want a dude that can really speak to it.
And then there's this guy, Glenn. See, Glenn, I like you, but... When you call yourself an orgasm giver,
I call bullshit.
See, that's a red flag for me.
Straight out the gate. Whatever.
Big talk right
You're
there.
You're talking some big shit there.
Yeah, because chicks can suppress an orgasm.
Listen,
it's, just out of spite.
It's not that we suppress it. It could be killed in a matter of a moment.
Maybe like, oh, that's right, baby, because I'm the orgasm giver.
Dick just got soft.
Her balloon just fluttered.
Flew away.
That's just a big statement. Oh, you weren't talking about. He says he wasn't talking about him. Good cover. I like that. Because that's the last thing I would brag to a woman is like, oh yeah, baby, I'm gonna make you get it so hard. Your big O is gonna be bigger than the Empire State Building with Mera.
Yeah.
And then you get in. That's a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
You don't know chicks.
You don't know chicks.
They're mysterious.
Well, we are the ultimate controller of the universe. So
it's not called a uter you. It's a uter us. So if you're not in
that
charge,
doesn't mean I have to share it with you.
No, it's a uter us. I bought part. I got stock in it. I'm like timeshared in that uter us. That's my timeshare. Yeah.
You always get ripped off on those deals. I don't know who that would go with timeshare.
Timeshares are never worth it.
That house never looks like it says it's going to.
The owner of the condo always gets to keep the keys. And the yard is never mowed.
So, yeah, I need a dude.
Huh, you need a dude. That is realistically, but not a Guido.
I don't want a douchebag, right? Because it's not not representing the douchebags. It is really to get some questions answered, right? Like, guys have no idea. They just go with their fingers crossed, hoping that something good's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, every time.
Every guy. I'm not even kidding. Even when they say they're like, oh, the king commando of buttholes, they're still...
Yeah, we're clueless.
Yeah.
We're all just guessing.
Yeah.
We're just... jamming our fingers in there and hoping for the best.
Maybe you don't jam them. That might help.
Yeah.
That might help.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I would say that 95%.
Start on the outside and gently work 90%, the inner.
I will say, okay, I'm going to be nice and say 78% of dudes' number one move is the Donald Trump.
Grab him by the pussy?
I'm telling you, it's like...
I ain't going to lie. I like to be grabbed by the pussy.
I understand you like that, but I'm just saying, there you go. You're perpetuating it.
I didn't find it derogatory.
It's
kind of true.
You know, in movies and pornography and stuff, I mean, that's...
Listen, we reserve the same right.
That's the go-to move.
We can walk up and just grope you. How come you...
Grab him by the gonads?
Yeah, we don't get in trouble.
Well, no, your hands are soft.
Oh, whatever. I was just saying. Women can be as sexual as men, and we tend to get away with a lot more.
Oh, well, of course.
Than the others.
Of course.
So.
Listen, Terry Crews came out and said that he was sexually intimidated, whatever. He felt like that he would had been, you know, had some issues. And where did it get him? Nowhere.
Stop doing that.
It got him nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
If it got him somewhere, I don't know where it got him.
Poor
but
guy.
But it didn't get him where some of the other people got him. You know what I'm saying? So.
Anyways, change the subject.
We just. It's like, hey, that lady touched my junk. Well, count yourself lucky and go back to class. That's probably all you'll get.
Put that in the spank bank. Keep it for later. Don't tell anyone else about it.
Exactly. I mean, I know it's rude and wrong and all that stuff, but.
So we'll see if I have a dude for Saturday or
dude.
Not.
Dude.
But I will have my ladies.
I just
want. So if you have any questions, let me just say this real quick.
Okay.
If you have any questions that you want to hear us talk about on Saturday, go ahead and email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
And it can be anonymous.
Absolutely.
If you're like, I have an anonymous question. Why does this about that happen?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Or what happens with this? It can come up. These are experienced women that have been through multiple marriages. They've worn out several husbands.
Wow. Sorry, ladies.
It's not. It's true.
Oh, it's funny. True.
Hey, listen, I've worn out a wife for one or two.
You did?
Well, I didn't wear her out. Anyways, I'm just saying. So you. They're experienced. So you guys are going to know stuff, right?
Yeah.
You guys, just because you're not single and on the scene doesn't mean.
Some of us were pretty slutty in past lives, so we know a lot of stuff.
That's exactly right. You know the mechanisms.
Mm-hmm. Some of us are still slutty in current lives, so we still know stuff.
That's true. You still know the mechanisms.
We're all slutty. All these girls. All these girls are fun, slutty girls.
Toss on some porn and boom, sexpert.
We always have some porn going.
That's right. How do you think we became sexperts?
Golly.
You think you get this by
maybe
reading?
Maybe he's been here.
Can't read about sex.
This is experience only, baby.
This is all time
experience
in the field.
Only.
Time in the field.
Listen.
Observation. We've observized.
Observized?
Several uncomfortable situations. But we stood there.
We
and
didn't
we
leave.
Watched we did it for you so that we would be educated.
That's right. Yep. And not caught off guard.
Well, yeah, you got to know how to handle yourself when things get freaky.
Freaky.
I mean, Vernon, it's going to come and get juicy.
Juicy. I know. It's a good thing we bought that rubber sheet. You know how when you go to the beach and you set up the bottom bed sheet, right? And you put like a cooler over here and it keeps the sand out.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're going to do with the rubber one.
I love it.
Under it's the table gonna, right here.
Yeah. It'll hold the pudding.
It'll hold the juice.
Listen, we have a black light and we took it through our bedroom once.
Don't
and
do that.
I threw it in the trash.
The light.
Yeah, the trash. I threw that light away. That's what I did. I didn't ever want to mistakenly turn that light on ever again.
Especially when you're laying in bed shining it towards the ceiling.
Yeah, don't ever take that to a hotel. Don't travel with a black light,
that's
people.
That's so great.
Although I kind of want to.
Yeah, me too.
But then I'm going to want to put the remote in the Ziploc. Because I hear the remote in hotel rooms are the grossest.
Well, sure. You got jizz on your hand. You just change it.
Jizz and, you know, that could be a fecal matter as well.
It is a fecal matter.
You know? So, all right. Well, I think your Sex Talk Saturday, you guys are going to have some main themes.
Yeah. We're going to have some things.
some guidelines. Like, well, obviously, anal is going to be a category. Mm-hmm, you guys will kind of cover all the things over there. Well, it's interesting to me because you do have a pregnant woman on the panel this week. And there is this misconception that women are frigid when they're pregnant.
But then how come so many men want to fuck pregnant women?
Well, because men
Their
are dirty.
Tits are big.
Well, yeah, because men are perverted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why women don't like them when they're pregnant. Because they made them pregnant and they're mad.
What
at them.
If you were horny before you got pregnant and then you were 10 times hornier after you got pregnant?
Huh. I don't know. Never. I didn't know. I don't know that that exists.
And did you ever think that those women who don't want to have sex with the men while they're pregnant maybe just don't really like those men?
Well, I don't know. That's possible as well.
We're going to talk about
it. See, these are all things that only a pregnant horny woman can answer.
Or a woman who has had children.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh. Okay.
So we'll see.
We're going to answer a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Okay, good. Let's move on. I ran out of stuff on my list.
Oh.
And I said, let's move on.
Yeah, duh.
And so then I was kind of scrambling on where I should go from there. I do want to talk about our patron program.
Okay.
And we would love for people to join with us at $1 a month, whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just go to patrons.
You do $10 a month.
Yeah, $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and it's, it can be ongoing. It can be a one-time give, yeah, a donation, something like that. You start, give, don't, right, then pull out, whatever you want to do.
Sure. We also take gifts.
We take gifts. We receive, yeah, gifts. Venmo, PayPal.
I do have
Venmo. We're looking for someone to underwrite. What was it?
Once I get my phone sex operating line up and going, we can come there too.
We need a website. What are you doing? Don't give out that information.
It's not ready yet.
I'll cut that out. I'm editing that part out. I'm glad there's only six of you here. Damn it, you made me forget. Oh, we want to start a website.
Yes, we need to start a website.
Yep, but we need some help funding it. Yeah. So, and building it.
Right. Are you a web designer?
Exactly. Because it takes me a long time to do stuff.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It would take me a month to build a website.
No.
You don't think so?
No, I built my other one in a couple days.
Yeah, but I mean, we need a place where people can buy merch.
I know. We got to put them both together so that we only have one.
We got to have a place we host videos and audio podcasts. We got to have a place that, you know what I mean? It's flashy.
Flashy.
Dancing girls.
Like boobs popping out
of
your face.
Everywhere.
Boob, boob, boob.
I want people to be like, whoa, am I on Brett Michaels' website? There's boobs
Look
everywhere.
Look at that dog line.
Swallow of love.
That's right. Swallow your love.
Swallow of love. That's going to be the name of our pop-up hotel. We're doing it here in the house. So it's not really a pop-up. It's just we put some sheets on the bed.
More like an inexpensive bed and breakfast.
It's a breakfast felt like a strong word. It's a bed and good morning.
You're not going to get up and cook that food.
Yeah, bed and coffee. I mean, I'll put out some toast. We did just fire up a toaster, so there is toasting is available.
From 1952?
Yeah, probably 50s. It's probably a 1950s toaster. Mm-hmm. Maybe 60s.
I think it's a fire hazard.
It is not. It just smells funny because it's brand new.
Feels like a fire hazard.
It makes toast with flame on the inside. And that's the way they did it back in the old days, baby.
Oh.
Realistically, this was a brand new toaster, probably more realistically from the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's a General Electric toaster. So that toaster should last about 20 years. So this could be the last toaster you and I ever buy. It could last us the rest of our life. More than 20 years, really. All right, we might need another toaster.
Yeah, I'm not using that toaster.
I'm using the shit out of that toaster.
You better not ever leave it unattended.
I'm toasting everything black.
That's what it does. That's exactly what it does. It toasts.
Well, that's
it
how
black.
I like my stuff. It's toasted black.
Oh yeah, that little burnt charred flavor.
Love it.
Not me.
I like it. I want my toast so hard, it's crunchy. Yeah, like a oversized thick cracker.
Whatever. No.
All right. Yep. So if you would like to stay in the pop-up hotel, you can just email us and we'll come up with a rate plan.
Yeah. Tell us what your needs might be.
And amenities. And
amenities?
No, and amenities. But when I said
anonymity,
it all came in. Yeah. And some anonymity as well. You can wear a mask while you're here. No one will know who you are.
We have those too.
That's all you'll need. That's all you have to wear when you're here.
If you choose to wear the mask, that's all you get to wear.
Oh, snap. Chicken. I'm putting on a mask.
Right here.
Right.
Which one you want?
No mask. And you can wear clothes.
Right.
Or wear a mask and you cannot even bring your clothes in the house.
Right. All you get is a butt towel when you come through the door.
And a mask.
Huh. And maybe the occasional blanket because our house does get cold.
I'm sure this was a good commercial for business. I'm sure this will get us some business for sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
I Matt, love and
you're,
it.
Well, you're going to see some moobs.
Moobs. Mm-hmm. Moobs.
When you're fooling with fellas over 40, you're going to see some moobs, my friend.
Hey, Dina Jo, you better not have any clothes on then.
Yeah, right? Get it off of there.
Yeah.
I think he's been wearing a different kind of mask.
Still a mask.
He's been drinking coronavirus.
Don't say that.
Does he have the coronavirus? What has he got?
That's not funny.
Well, it is funny.
It's not.
It is.
No.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
No.
He doesn't have it.
Good.
That's because it's funny.
No.
It's funny now because he doesn't have it. Gosh. This is not going to help Corona's beer sales.
No.
I don't want to buy one. What if it's in the next...
It didn't help chicken when the bird flu came out.
No, it didn't. People hated chicken.
Yeah. They're like, what the hell?
Yeah. It did a pig, the swine flu.
Don't kiss your chicken.
People stopped eating swine.
Pigs?
Yeah, when the swine flu.
What?
Do you remember the swine flu?
That's like the only thing they eat in Asia.
Yeah, but now there was a... What was a...
I understand.
Okay.
Re-re.
Shut up. Okay, goodbye.
Are you saying goodbye to me?
No, we've been on an hour and people are sick of us.
Oh, I don't think
Stop eating bats and dogs.
Yeah, don't eat bats.
I think bats are good. No, I think they're like the chicken of the air.
It's like a bat chicken.
Isn't that what he said? Yeah. Whammy!
I don't know.
Yeah, he opens up
on Anchorman.
He opens up the restaurant. So I see people coming in and out. And so I'm wondering if it's kicking. So Glenn, did you get kicked out and then you just came back in? Did we get credit for all those?
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know what in the hell. I'm on the damn Chrome.
Mm-hmm. We should
email. I'm running through some quality equipment. My computer's fine. My internet's fast. I'm drinking a Corona. Not really. My nose isn't running. Huh. Ooh, bat soup. It's called bat soup. Bring on the bat soup. Podbean just stopped, huh? Three times and then stopped.
Check your Podbean settings.
Check your Podbean settings. Check your settings.
I'm gonna check your Podbean settings.
I'm gonna check your Podbean.
Wow.
I'm gonna check your man in the boat.
My pod will wrap around your bean.
Well, I feel like we've exhausted these innuendos. Well, shit. I don't know what's going on, but thanks for coming back in. If you get kicked out of the room, we really do apologize. But you can always go back and listen to this because I will post this right away.
Don't ever flick my pod bean.
I would never flick your pod
bean.
Don't
flick it.
No, I pay for that.
If you flick mine, I'm going to slap yours.
Well, I don't think that you need to threaten me.
I'm not.
Well, because.
Not threatening.
Then don't.
I'm not threatening
you. What sounded like a threat?
I'm going to do it anyway.
No, now that was a threat.
Well, now you've pushed me to the limit.
I feel threatened.
What am I supposed to do?
I feel threatened.
You're going to feel it even more.
What did you
later?
Turn the freaking heater up to?
900 What
did
degrees.
You turn? Did you turn like 78?
Yep.
Did you really?
No, I think it's 74. Whew,
I don't believe you.
Because I'm trying to get you out of your shirt.
Well, it's working.
Good.
It is warm in here.
It was freezing in here.
It is. The weather is changing, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you have your windshield wiper full of juice.
Juice.
Because tomorrow we're going to have a lot of ice.
Like a good blue juice, not a sticky juice.
Yeah, don't get the blue one. Go get the yellow one or the orange one, I think it is. And that's the one that's a de-icer. So then you get in your car.
I heard that if you put like vinegar and water and sprayed your window with that, it won't ice up either.
Well, yeah, if you care about the planet.
Well, duh.
I've also heard you can put a little bit of antifreeze in there, but I think that makes it sticky.
Because
I think antifreeze is sticky. Yeah. But anyways, you get the de-icer and you can just spray that on your windshield and it gets the ice off. You don't have to scrape it.
Oh.
Yeah, smart.
Wow.
Well, your side windows, you still won't be able to see shit.
Wow.
And then if your little wires in the back window don't work, then you're out of there too.
Wow.
But that white one in the front.
It'll be fine.
And that's you need to see where you're going.
Yeah. And drive nice. Don't be crazy.
Yeah, be nice out there.
Yeah.
Don't be an a-hole.
No, let people over. Wave at them.
Yeah, get out of their
when
way.
When they let you over, wave. When you let them over, wave.
What happened to the wave?
I don't know. It was replaced with the finger.
No, no, it wasn't replaced with the finger because then I'd be getting the finger more. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wave to people all the time when they let me over. You see me do it. I even go so much as out the window like, hey, I really want you to know that I'm really glad you let me over.
Yeah.
And they don't even raise their fingers on the steering wheel anymore. Even that's an acceptable wave. Because
people think they're invisible in their cars. That's why they all pick their nose when they drive around.
Well,
they just think they're invisible.
I was plucking hair out of my nose one day at a stoplight on my way to work.
Oh, my God.
And I looked over at the lady next to me, and you would have thought I was murdering a chicken in there.
Yeah, because you got two fingers in your fucking nose. Yeah.
And I'm just yanking. I was like, just trying to get that
one. I just heard it come out of your nose. Sometimes. Listen, there are clippers in the bathroom that can help you with that.
Well, why have they got to grow?
I can't clip your nose hair, too.
Why do I gotta have hair growing out my freaking nose to where it's curling around the top? No, why do I gotta have hair on the top of the tip of my nose? What purpose is hair tip nose serving? Keeping dust out of my mouth?
I don't know. Do you get it from brown nosing?
I don't brown nose. I've now went to brown nose too. You. I'm kissing your ass a lot.
But. Oh, but you like that.
Oh, well. I can't afford that kind of cure, Glenn. Thanks, bud.
Wow.
Huh.
Are you going to bring that over?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Dr. Feelgood. I think I'm invisible in my car.
You're not. We all see you.
See me plucking my nose hairs. That lady did.
Yeah. We see you picking your nose, picking your teeth, picking your face, plucking your nose hair.
I will tell you, it's oddly satisfying when you do the Q-tip with the wax on it, put it up my nose.
God, it hurts so bad,
but there's something about that pain. It's like,
well, because you're like good for a month.
Yeah, but it's like horse.
It's like waxing your butthole.
It's like horse.
You're all, ooh, it's all slippery.
I don't know anything about that. Yeah, yeah. Let's go back to the nose.
Oh, it feels oddly satisfying on your butthole, too.
No, it doesn't.
Let's put that warm wax on there.
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. Moving right along.
What?
Steve and Trina tomorrow. It's going to be a great day, unless they listen to this, and then they may not show up.
No, everyone wants to come on. The more they listen, the more they want to come.
What's up, Mountain Talk? How are you? Welcome to the show, along with Trucker, Dina Joe. There's some swingers in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's Glenn's here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a classy little cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
And many more are right here with us.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? I believe it's my name. Mark is the name. And right now we're talking anal sex and cocaine.
Ooh.
I don't think
you
they
know
go.
What? I think the cocaine would go with the anal sex if you rub it on there.
On the anus.
Yeah. And stick a little on the inside. It's going to numb that shit right up.
Who are you?
The sex wizard.
Wow. You and I need to talk.
You can put it on your tongue and put it in there like that. But then your tongue will go numb as well as your butthole.
So then you won't even know.
Well, not your own butthole. Yeah, their right? butthole.
Whoa.
If you can get to your own butthole, we need to see that.
Listen, if you lick the wrong person's butthole, your own butthole will go numb.
Whatever.
What's up, Mountain Talk? We are just about hit the end. We should probably stop before we get started.
I feel like we're just getting started.
It's kind of just getting warmed up after about an hour.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, probably.
And we had that late lunch at the funeral.
Yeah,
so I'm good.
Right.
For dinner. So we can, because I got to go to bed in like an hour. You know what I mean? Like
2 hours.
It's 5 hours. It's 5. I'm going to bed at 6:30.
Oh.
7.
All right. Good
I'll
night.
Go to bed at 7. I'm not now.
You're not far away.
But we stayed up till 9 last night.
Yeah.
That was late.
Wow. We're like grown-ups.
We are not grown-ups.
We get up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't talk to me like you're the only one that does it.
I said we.
I get up every morning and make your breakfast.
I
make
said
your food,
we.
Make your coffee, get you your pills, get you everything.
I said we.
This morning, I almost buttoned your shirt.
You were doing it wrong.
You wish. You wish.
And I appreciate that you get up and do those things for me every morning at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. You would
I
not
don't know why you do it.
You would not.
Do I it. Would, of course,
you
I would.
You told
I,
me the other day I'm unnecessarily nice. I'm going to work on not being.
You are extra nice, and I am appreciative of it.
I'm going to try to stop it.
But no, no, you're not. For other people,
I'm going to try to stop being nice to people and just to myself.
No, and me.
Yeah. Okay.
But
maybe we'll see.
You know, when you're being nice to me, it's like you're being nice to yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
I like being nice to you, but I like you.
I like you being nice to me, and I like you, and I would also get up and make your breakfast, and I would do all of those same things for you if it was the other way around.
It was.
The only
when I worked at the cake shop, you and I'd work until 8 o'clock at night. You would do very nice things for me when I got home.
The only difference is as soon as you drove away, I would be back in bed.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You like do laundry and you clean and you make stuff on your sewing machine. And by the time I get home at 9 o'clock in the morning, you've done 5 hours worth of shit.
Yeah.
You know, I would have gotten 4.5 hours of more sleep.
Yeah.
So that's the only difference. I would get up and help you, but I'd go right back to bed. Mm-hmm. And I'm just being honest.
I know.
I'm just being honest. Sometimes I would do it right on the couch and not even go back upstairs. But most of the time, I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go up and snuggle. It's because the puppy's tired.
Oh, yeah. She's tired.
She is. She's old.
She doesn't snuggle.
Well, she needs to be on the floor.
She never learned how to snuggle. That's funny.
So, but I do. I think it's great. I can't say enough about it. You getting up doing that stuff. But anyways,
are you trying to tell me that I'm a wonderful wife?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you are a wonderful wife.
Yeah.
That is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And okay. I'm your dirty sex queen.
You are my dirty sex queen. Okay.
And you love me?
I love you so much.
Uh-huh. You're going to paint my toes later?
I love you so much.
You missed your cue.
Oh, yes. I know. I said I love you. I'll paint your toenails.
You're funny.
You've got an hour and 25 minute window. So pick a color. Let's get this going. No, I don't got to clean them and do all that. Do I like get the old paint off?
Yes. You have to take the old paint off. You can't just paint over the old paint.
Why can't you? Why you can't know you
that.
Just?
You know what? Just for that, you have to do a French manicure. I like it when you do the French ones because you don't got no pants on.
I don't got no pants. I shall put my fingers between your toes. Why can't you just add more color?
Because you can't. If your old color is chipped off, you can't paint over it. Why? And if you paint over, the other polish becomes soft and then it'll just peel off.
You need to sand it and buff it a little bit. Okay, fine.
What's the difference
between
sanding it and buffing it and removing it with fingernail polish remover?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because that stuff is hard to get off of that big toe of yours.
That's because I put so much glitter on my toes.
Yeah. You know what? When I'm trying to.
That's why I make you do it. Flick off
the Goldschlager you harvested from gold. We buy Goldschlager and before we can drink it, Shayna pours it through a filter. She puts that stuff on her toes. She's not going to let that go to waste.
No way.
Her ancestors.
Every little bit counts.
Were miners. They were all young once.
Oh, my God. All right.
That was funny.
We might have reached our limit.
No,
you're not funny anymore.
That one's funny.
That one funny? Oh, it's so funny.
Yes. Stop. You're being racially
insensitive.
You're so
funny with your big toe.
What's funny is you're Mexican, so you can't be racist.
Uh-uh. I'm brown.
You're brown. I'm white, but I'm married to a brown person, so I can't.
Although I'm pretty white right now.
Yeah. You're the whitest you've ever been.
This is not a good color for me.
It's the whitest I've ever seen you.
Yeah.
Are you scared?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because you're so white. We need to get you some tans. If you have a tanning salon, let us know. We'll come tan
there. I know.
We'll take before and after pictures of my butt.
Oh.
White butt. Tan butt. My butt tan's nice.
It does. And your butt is white right now.
Looks like a honey baked ham.
When it's tan?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. You put a glaze on that?
I do. Shine it with some oral.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you like your ham flat.
You take
your...
You wear your little Crown Royal bag.
That's right. Little Crown Royal bag in the front.
In the front. Yeah. Keep your twig and berry safe.
Yes.
I do like those ham steaks, you know, the flat pieces.
Yeah, I do.
And they're expensive.
Yep. And they got that little bone circle in there.
In the middle.
Like a little butthole.
Oh my God.
I definitely gotta go. Flat and droopy. Tina Joe. She saw my butt.
You can make it clap the other way.
I don't know. What? I know. Oh, from the bottom. Like an
envelope.
Yeah, like a big, big white envelope. It's not manila.
No.
So that's why.
Up and down instead of side to side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is manila a color?
Yeah.
Is that why they call it a manila envelope? Mm-hmm. Or is that they made in manila?
It's a manila folder because it's a manila color.
What language
not quite
is that
yellow.
Is that Greek? Is that Latin for yellow?
I don't know. It's made up.
Is it like a yellow
for manila folder?
Spanish, it's amarillo?
No.
Yeah, queso amarillo. That's yellow cheese. I worked in the kitchen.
I don't know.
Hamburger, queso amarillo. Something like that. Queso.
Wouldn't you be the Mexican in the kitchen cooking and not the person yelling it to
Well, it was when the
person in the kitchen cooking?
Like, you know, when the busters wanted food. Uh-huh. When people wanted food, hey, listen, a lot of people speak Spanish. I was a white guy in the kitchen and I learned the Malillo.
I love it.
Queso Mario. Huh. Mario. I think that's it. So maybe that's where Manilo comes from. Oh my God. Boy, we are solving some real fucking problems on this thing.
That's what we do.
Flat and droopy. Dina's got to go. Oh, it's the same thing. Oh, she didn't add something else.
That's funny.
All right. Oh, boy. You people are nuts. Shayna.
Well, we're going to have some fun people coming on the show. We're going to have some fun things to talk about. I'm going to be doing a fashion show, so you stay tuned for all of those fabulous pictures coming up your way. And again, if you have any questions for us, even personal questions for Sean and I, yeah, things you want to hear us talk about,
yeah,
email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com and we will be happy to talk about them. And remember, you can always get swallowed.
Love you, Dana.
You can always join
the Swallow Nation.
Mm-hmm. Join the flock
on Facebook. Become a swallower. Please follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And anywhere you listen to this podcast, please give us a 5-star review. If there's only a like button, hit the like button.
Or a heart.
Hit the heart button. If you would like to be on the podcast and talk about the stuff that you're doing in your life,
let us know.
Let us know. I'm reminded, I see the Swinging in the Rockies again. If they, you know, we've had a few swinger couple that came in here. They were like,
they were young. They were only like in it for a year.
Yeah.
So but, let us know how long you've been playing around.
Yeah. If you're, you know, a more veteran.
Yeah.
Than something, you
more
know, we,
seasoned.
And that's not just that's lifestyle. That's anything you're doing. If you're an artisan, a poet, a writer, a painter, just you think you're an average Joe. We want you on the podcast.
Borderline crazy.
Well, we love the crazies.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not derogatory.
No.
Nah, we love crazy in a fun way.
Right.
Okay. Email us, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right, baby.
Oh, that's right. Mm. Mm. All right, let's listen to a little music. Come on.
It's
makes
Monday.
You feel good.
It's Monday.
It's people. Monday music. Ah.
Monday.
Ba 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 da ba da ba 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 ba.
Oh, I love this one. It's my new one.
This is one we're going out with. This one makes you want to shimmy. Wherever you're at, do the shimmy right
makes
now.
You want to do your sexy walk. Ooh, look over your your shoulder.
Oh, who's that? Oh, what's going on there? Oh,
dirty little devilish smile, because no one knows what you're up to.
If you look close, you can tell what I'm thinking.
I can see it from here.
Eyes up here, sister. No eyes way. Up here.
That thing's waving at me.
Just shimmy it. Shake it. Do the helicopter. Oh, helicopter. Shouldn't say that word right now.
Yeah, not now.
Nah. Spin it around.
We love you, people.
Love you. Bye. Thank you.